Hey, y'all, and welcome into the Sexual Healing Podcast from Top to Bottom, where we talk about all aspects of life, particularly black gay life, from the top of your head to the bottom of your dusty, crusty, perhaps even pedicured feet.
I am probably
one
not.
Of your hosts. Well, pedicure is catching on now in the populace.
Okay.
Although there's still some brothers out there that have not had their first pedicure, but trust me, it's a wonderful thing. But okay, I am one of your hosts, Dr. Pookie.
And I'm the other one, Dark Boy.
He is, he is the straight man to my comedy and craziness. and so, how are you? How was the week?
You know, I'm still trying to figure out how... politically, how we've ended up in this position to where we have all this craziness going on. We have this guy that got put on Supreme Court that really shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Just the level of craziness. And I'm still a little bit worried about this, the election that's coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm not convinced that we're going to, that the blue wave is going to happen or not as big as we think. So I'm just really concerned. I don't know. Not to bring the conversation down, but it's crazy. So,
well, I think it's also particularly difficult because the blue wave was certainly cresting, but the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings energized the red wave.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like, do you guys really want that kind of person like making decisions about your life in our society? Like, wow. You know, at least Gorsuch didn't have a whole lot of bullshit behind him. We didn't like his politics, but at least he seemed like a halfway decent person.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh, you know, his classmates were like, oh yeah, he drank a lot. I'm like, what? You know, and that sham investigation, I just feel like there's no way they could have done anything. Yeah. I was like, they finished it early, really? It's utter bullshit. So, you know, but this is what they wanted. And this is what a lot of folks who didn't vote or, you know, just, yeah, they didn't vote.
Didn't vote.
This is what they wanted. Or they really thought it couldn't happen. I'm like, yet here we are. Would it have really killed you to take a little time to go ahead and vote? And then going into work, you know, or left work early to vote? Because you had 3 hours to do that legally. So at least in California.
Yeah, I think it's two.
Is it two?
I think so.
Oh, wow, they busted it down. You know, I remember it used to be three.
Okay.
And I actually felt halfway decent about this election because when I signed in, I was not the only signature on my page for a change.
Oh.
You know, there were 30 names on those voter logs, and I'd be the only person signing in. And I mean, if I got there, and you know, one time I got there at like 6:45 and they were closing at 7, I was still the only person to sign in on my page.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, it's raggedy. So hopefully this is a wake-up call to the nation as a whole. I understand the apathy around our political process, but more so than the president, you're voting for senators, congresspeople, you're voting for governors, you're voting for state officials. Those folks, you know, if the Supreme Court has its way, so to speak, and they're like, oh, let this be decided by the states, those are the people that are going to be deciding your life.
And you don't want
whether that. Whether you can get an abortion or not, whether you have access to birth control because they want to make this a faux theocracy because it's not a real one.
Or if you're married to, you know, gay married, whether you could, you know, your marriage still going to be valid.
Well, I don't think they can invalidate. They just can't allow any more.
Yeah, but so, then I don't know.
But, you know, I think they have to have a constitutional amendment for that. So if they it sounds like they're going to try to shut down something like that. But in as much as if they cannot officially fully do it and they have to send it back to the states, then you know, there are going to be states that are like, yeah, it's already the law here. But you run into the issue of if you move or if something happens to you or your spouse in another state that doesn't recognize your marriage.
Okay.
And then what do you do at the Catholic hospital when they want to give you a hard time and it's in another state? You know, it's a lot. But I feel your pain and your heaviness on that because it is wearing me out.
Yeah. Well, how was your week?
Oh, gosh. Rough. You know, there's just a lot going on, as always. Overall, I feel blessed to still be here and kicking. I will admit to a level of fatigue, however. That is life. When you're trying to do big things and make big moves, fatigue is kind of your constant bedfellow. So I need to make a more intentional effort about getting enough sleep through. That's a big one for me. I need to get more sleep. I'm kind of lacking in that regard. So, but yeah, otherwise,
I think
busy
everybody kind of is though.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I'm certainly not a special case. It's, and it's really just having the different projects and things like that I'm working on. It's just a lot to keep track of, and to do it. You can only do one thing at a time, and you only have so many hours a day where you're really focused in and producing good quality stuff. So it's difficult to protect that time sometimes. For me, at least. And so I've gotten into the habit now of turning off my phone and disabling notifications, you know, for those 2 to 4 hours that I'm, like, in my zone, because I have to create at that point. And once that time is gone, it's gone. And there are times where I'm sitting there reading my email and I can't even remember what the hell was in the last sentence, you know, where I'm just that fried and that out of it. So it's an interesting time. I'm looking forward to a vacation, which, you know, I'll have one. I have a short weekend retreat coming up. Just a quick little jaunt for the weekend. So that'll be nice. And beyond that, I don't know. We'll see what happens. The rest of it is a hot ass mess. So there you have it.
Okay.
But okay. Alrighty, so let's get into things. Okay, so what you got? I think we're doing
the blacklist.
The blacklist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pet peeves.
Pet peeves. Yes.
So we are blacklist is our list of things we love to hate. Obviously, pet peeves is going to be the hater side this time. So it's always our top three, and we go back and forth, 3, 2, 1. And I can go first. You can go first. I ask that question every week now, but
okay, you can go ahead and go. You know, my list is still a struggle. It's still five things. So
okay. So my number three, and I have to explain it. So it's when you I mean, we all know it's wrong. To me, in my mind, it's wrong to treat people differently. You know, if you're in a public place, everybody should be treated the same, everybody should get the same respect and everything. So one of my pet peeves is when it is obvious that you're treating people differently and like less than. Like, I'll give you a situation where I was in downtown LA one time, and they had like a big farmer's market, and there's a food truck there. And I ordered something, and what they had, what I wanted, they didn't have. She says, oh, we don't have that. So I said, okay, well, let me get this instead. So I stepped to the side, and then a white man came up after me and ordered what I wanted. And he goes, oh, we'll have that to you in 5 minutes. And I'm like, well, why did you? Yeah, I'm like, why did you? How come you didn't say the same thing to me? Why did I have to get pushed to order something different? And this guy gets what he wants. So when it's obvious like that, obviously you're treating somebody different. She could have done it 5 minutes later and I would have never known. But that was an obvious thing right in front of my face, you know, So I don't like that kind of stuff. Not that it would have made it right for her to have done it 5 minutes later, but that is just totally obvious. And like, I'm so less than that she didn't dream that I would say anything back to her about it. You know, that I'm so low debt, that I'm so nothing that even if I, you know, it's, there's a really strong attitude, negative attitude behind that. So when it's obvious that, you know, I'm just going to treat you differently because I can or whatever, because based on how you look or whether you're, what your gender is or whatever, that's huge pet peeve of mine.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I definitely, yeah, that can get a bitch slapped.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, well, I'm confused why I didn't, why I can't eat it, but he can.
Yeah. And I mean, he was right behind me. It wasn't like, you know, we're cooking it up and it was ready for him and not for me. It was like, literally, he was right behind me.
Wow. Yeah, that's a mess.
And I was dressed, you know, dress shirt and slacks, and so was he. So it wasn't like I was out there all looking raggedy and everything. Mm-hmm. And he was all dressed nice. I, you know. So I was like, what else is she based it on besides my color? Yeah, that's what I think. We're both men.
Mm-hmm.
So, just, I don't know. Very strange.
Wow. Yeah, that's a mess.
Mm. Okay.
Well, you know, my number three
is,
it's, as I put it, not respecting the traffic weave, like where you have rows merging, particularly on the freeway or something, and it's like the folks in the lane that's not being ended, it's like, you know, they'll typically slow down and let someone from the other side in, and it's like, but the folks in the lane that is coming to, that are coming, that's being closed off, they want to try to jump in front of you. And it's just like, bitch, one at a time. Respect the weave. We go, then you go. Then we go, then you go. And I understand you don't want to get your car towed up, but why are you trying to tear up my shit? Cutting me off and jumping in front of me. Wait your damn turn.
No, that's how people are, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm that hoe that really will pull my car over to block them. Or like, you know, when a lane is going away and you see it and everybody gets over, so we don't have that problem. And then you got folks that want to just run right up and then bogart in. I'm like, I ain't letting you in.
Yeah, no, I do the same thing. I block up. I like, oh, now let me move my car just a little bit over where there's not enough room for them to do what they try to do.
That's it. Yeah. If I can't block them, then I stay tight on the car in front of me. You're not getting in. And then they'll try to look at me. I'm like, you needed to wait in line, bitch. You know, so yeah, that's mine.
Okay.
Number three. That's like, what's your number two?
My number two is breaking the rules for no reason. If there's rules, just follow them. If they're being applied equally, you know, there's no reason. Now, if you're feeling like you're being treated differently, like I referred to my third one and my number three, or something's wrong, then totally break the rules. Don't go along with what people are trying to do. Prove a point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside the norm. I see people all the time, you know, and they want to, you know, like on the train, I see they come out with their music blasting. I'm like, put some headphones on, you know. If I want to listen to music, I'm going to put my headphones on. So just get some headphones. Don't have these little, you know, little stereo things blasting your music for the whole, everybody on the train to hear. Just, you know, just do what, just follow the rules. If, you know, if you're being treated unfairly, then that's something else. But
okay. No, I definitely, yeah, I mean, and that is annoying. Where you're, especially like on the train, you get on and it's just like, clearly you know you're not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, but they don't care.
We don't want to hear this shit. But I think nowadays they've really, at least in, you know, LA, they've cracked down on that mess.
Yeah.
They've really started to. But okay. Yeah, I definitely hear you on that one. My number two is what I call buffet foolishness. So this is a complex of behaviors. The first will be, there are dedicated spoons and utensils for each dish.
Oh.
Don't mix them. Second, when you finish with the utensil, put that bitch where they put on the little saucer beneath the dish. Like, there's a little plate there for you to put the spoon or the fork on for serving. Put it back. Close the damn thing as well. Don't leave it open, raggedy bitches. And furthermore, if there is a sneeze guard, okay, use that bitch.
There should be.
Well, so, I mean, we just went to, what, Franck's not too long ago. There's no sneeze guard in their buffet.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we went to, like, Brazilian barbecues. They typically have them. Chipotle has one. And I'm like, don't reach over the damn sneeze guard at Chipotle. Damn it. That bitch is there for a reason. You can point to the sour cream without having to reach over and have your hand dangling over the corn salsa. That's some bullshit. But okay, got my pressure up.
Okay.
But yeah,
you clearly have feelings about that.
I do, because that's nasty. You know how black folks are. We be like, that's nasty. No, don't fuck with my food. So, yeah, that's where I am with that. It's bitches. Yeah, I'm done. What's your number one?
My number one is, I hate it when people ask a question that they already know the answer to.
Oh.
So, because to me it's like, okay, and sometimes it's obvious. Now, I'm not going to say who, but I've had people in my family have done this.
Uh-huh.
And I do not, because like, you know the answer to this question. So either you're trying to prove, and not just my family, but I'm just, that's where I happen the most. You're either trying to prove that you're smarter than me by trying to put me in a difficult spot or trying to make me squirm. Or you're just trying to make me look bad. You know, just in some way. I'm like, you know the answer to this. Don't ask me. Don't ask me what you know the answer to. So I absolutely despise that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm like, if you know it, you know, you can ask for clarification or something, but don't act like you don't know the answer.
So. Yeah, or just, you can even say, now, is it me, or am I overthinking this, or am I missing something here? Because sometimes I'll have to ask that question where it seems so obvious, but it's like, this is so simple, maybe I'm overlooking something. Hmm. You know, but, yeah, I'll usually be like, is it me? And they'll be like, no. Or they'll be like, yeah, it's you. You tripping. Just go and do that shit and leave it alone. So, yeah, that's how it be.
It's... All right.
Okay.
You're number one.
All right. My number one. Okay. So I titled it Rude Bitches and Poor Customer Service. I hate it when I am in line waiting my turn. We'll say at a store. And some other customer sees people in line and they want to run up to the register to ask a question.
Hmm.
And I'm like, bitch, maybe, just maybe, I had a question, and I'm waiting in fucking line to ask it. So I need to understand why you feel like it's okay to bypass all these people to get your question answered. I'm just saying. And it's even worse when the cashier or whomever, the customer service agent,
doesn't do anything.
Yeah, or they like totally indulge this thing, and it you know, and it may not be a simple question and answer. And I'm like, if that's the case, I would hope you would say to the person like, okay, that's not a quick question, so I'm going to need you to wait until I take care of these folks, or you can visit someone else. But they're waiting. You wait. And I hate it when the cashier or whomever gets involved with that person, and then they want to come back and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, are you really?
No.
You know, and I'll be like, I don't understand why, you know, or like when I call in, or no, when I'm in line and someone calls on the phone, instead of them saying, you know, thank you for calling Macy's, please hold, you know, they'll actually get into a full-scale conversation with this person. And you're just sitting there like, okay, but I waited my turn. Put them on hold. Like, it's a lot. It's a whole lot.
Okay.
So,
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's, you know, I always feel like maybe I shouldn't go to the store today. I'm just going to call and be that bitch. But yeah, but I'm done. It's like, I'm all done. Okay, so I guess we shall move into our main topic today.
Yes.
Which is basically, we thought we'd take a tour through the douchebags of Grindr.
Yes.
And talk about just some of these wonderful folks that decide to share their foolishness with us, and how they could maybe have restated or presented themselves a bit differently.
Yes.
So, yes. So, did you have the did you have your first one? And also, we'll have to share these with one another as well, so we can put them up on the site.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. So, what do you have as your first one?
I'm opening it. Come on. Of course, not cooperating with me.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, so there was one. Oh, I don't even know what this guy's. I don't see his name on here, but anyway, it's a white guy, and he says he's only into white guys. So sorry, but if you're anything less, then I'm not interested.
Oh, not less.
Yes, that's what caught my attention too. I'm like, ooh, less.
Wow.
So that shows you right there. This is and this guy is 22 years old. So it's not like he's, you know, somebody older that maybe had been raised with, you know, racist ideas. This is a young one, 22 years old.
Wow. That, oh gosh. And I love how they always say the younger generation is, you know, there's hope there. And I'm like, I don't know.
That's, yeah, it's not like this guy is, you know, 50 years old or 40 years old or something, you know?
Yeah, it's, ooh. And, wow, okay, that's special.
So I mean, he could have said something like, interested in the same, you know, because he does describe himself, you know, white. 5'9", 149 pounds, interested in similar build, something or something like that, where it's like you don't have to rag on everybody else or reduce everybody else's, which is what he did, to get, yeah, you know, get your point, or to get what you want.
Yeah, I think his original ad could have been fine had he basically said into white only, I'm sorry, if he got rid of into white only or nothing less. Like, had he just said, I'm into looking for a white guy, you know, my age, my build, so to speak, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been clear, like, okay, that's what he's looking for. I don't know why people feel like they have to say what they don't want, but I'm sure they get their share of people that are fitting into those categories that they don't want.
Yeah, and that's probably the reason they don't want, I guess, not that it's okay. I'm assuming they just don't want to have to wade through the images or the contacts or whatever. But still.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, y'all. Okay. So, I got this one here. Oh, wow, his Facebook is on here, too. his nickname on Grindr is Kitten.
Oh.
And he looks an absolute mess. He has on like this, it's a wig, it almost looks like bear fur on his head. He is Latino and single.
Okay.
He has here, I forget what the emoji is with the greater than sign and a 3. I forget what that is.
Isn't that a heart?
It is a heart. Okay, thank you. So he says here, not a femme, nor am I a fan of them, or older guys. I can be a really interesting person to talk to if I want to be. Then he has a smiley face with the eye winking, I guess. Now, this child, I don't know what he got on. Like, I can understand why he felt the need to say he's not femme, but this child is wearing, like, his forearms are completely wrapped in beads.
But not...
He looks... Huh?
But he's not looking for fam?
No, he's not. Are you on Messenger? Is your Messenger open?
No, but I mean, I can open it.
Yeah. Oh, crap. I have to do it on my... Never mind.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
Okay.
It's like... Yeah, it's not going to work. I was about to say, because I'm on my... My iPad, I can send him to you. But yeah, this child just looks... He looks special. He's probably in his early 20s. I wouldn't give him more than that. But yeah, he just looks hilarious. And I'm just like... You're looking awfully crazy. And he also has four piercings in his mouth. Like, the area below his lips, there are two piercings below and two piercings above, basically forming a square around his mouth. That's a lot of look, but okay. So who's your next one?
My next one... This is... His nickname is Dam, D-A-M.
Okay.
And this one is... I picked this one just because he's very... It's comes across being very arrogant. And he says, most of y'all will get ignored. Deal with it. VGL jock, be masculine. Now...
I think I saw that one, yes.
Now, that one... Now, he... If the picture is him, he's a good-looking guy. He's got muscles and the washboard abs and all that kind of stuff. So he does look good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think... You know, why does it have to be such a... Like a put down of everybody else.
That I don't understand.
See, I don't know, and I just wonder with some of the racist ones and some of the sexist ones and all that kind of stuff, if you know, is it more prevalent now that we got this foolishness in the White House? I would think it has to be that the woodwork. I mean, they've just come out the woodwork.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have those folks that have come out of the woodwork, but I think this kind of foolishness on Grindr has been around. It's not new.
But is it more? I know it's not new, but is it more now?
Yeah, I think they're probably a little more brazen about it.
Okay.
They definitely... You know, it's interesting because you do have people that are pretty... I would say have legitimate concerns about the border. And people crossing it because it is against the law.
Yeah.
You know, as someone said to me once, well, it is against the law. And I said, okay, yeah, it is. But we've also done our part to fuck up their homeland. And now that they want to move to something better, we're telling them they can't. So, you know, we've done our dirt south of the border in Central America and South America. So it is kind of... a bit hypocritical for people to forget that there's a reason why folks just might want to come on up. With that said, you do have, one thing I have noticed is you have more references to the border and illegal aliens, you know, as folks like to call them, you know, can we just call them undocumented, residents, something else. Illegal is just absurd, but it is part of the lexicon, so okay. But I have seen a reference more to, I don't want any border hoppers and all this kind of shit.
Oh, I'm not on them, so I have not seen that. Okay.
Well, no, I saw that just in looking for material for this show.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw it a couple of times. And, you know, and I think also when we were at war with Iraq, there was references to, I don't want no Saddams.
Oh, my God.
You know, all this kind of shit. And I'm just like, wow, okay. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bullshit going on out there. Most definitely. Okay. Well, so we don't get completely stuck, let's move forward.
Yeah.
I'm moving on to CMS is this person's name. He is 29 years old. He's taking a picture with an iPhone, but the quality is awful. Yeah, I mean, it's like really bad video quality. Not video, but picture quality here. He says, not sure what I want, but I don't want head games or drama. And no glitter or purses falling out of your mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess this falls under the wonderful label of femophobia. And I mean, the look on this guy, he just looks like an arrogant prick. You know, so I think, how would you do? I don't know how to rewrite this thing. I don't know if you can.
Because how did he say it? How did he start it out?
He said, "Not sure what I want, but I don't want head games or drama." And he has a exclamation mark after that. Then he says, "And no glitter or purses falling out of your mouth." And that's also with the exclamation mark.
Okay, so if he wants somebody that is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that's what he's talking about. He's the one glitter and purses.
Yeah, he doesn't want anyone that's you know, femme or rocking a purse and things like that, I guess.
So I mean, I don't see what's the correct, I mean, is it wrong to say I want a masculine? I don't know because
I think maybe you could maybe describe it as I want a a rugged t-shirt and jeans kind of guy. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the proper way is to express that, other than saying I want someone who's a more traditional masculine leaning in demeanor, you know, which is another way to put it. But I think all men are basically masculine. It's just kind of part of it. But I think if we look at masculine and feminine on a sliding scale, so to speak, I don't know if they're necessarily polar opposites. I think anyone on the extreme poles is going to be a problem, because it's either too much,
yeah,
too much man,
yeah,
you know, where it's like you can't do shit with him, or it's too much woman and it's just like, oh girl, you too much, you know. And so I do think we all slide along there, and depending on the context, we move. But this guy, I think certainly, because he doesn't know what he wants, he probably just needs to have his little picture here with him pulling his shirt up to show off his, you know, his little abs. That's probably all he needs to say. Just say, not sure what I want, but, you know, more drawn to, you know, traditionally masculine men. And
that might be a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm sure there's a better way of doing it even than that, but you know, I'm not really up on the personal ad lingo. You know, that passed me by about 4 years ago, so I just don't know what they're doing anymore. Although I guess eventually I'll have to learn again, because you know, still single. But yeah, so CMS is a hot mess. And just the smirk on his face really takes away from whatever attractiveness he might have. Oh, no. Okay. You know what? Well, my next person is damn. I know. I was like, I've heard that somewhere. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. I think you're next.
Yes. So, this one that I found is, the nickname is Buy Big Top. Huh. So, he says, only interested in white, which again, you know, that's your preference. Okay. I will not answer to blacks, Asians, Latinos. I will also not answer to people not sharing their face pics right away. So his description, it's just a weird ad to me. He's bi, very discreet. He's married.
Mm-hmm.
He's smart and successful, is looking for the same. Not easy to hook up, but if I do, you'll be happy. So it's just more of a kind of like some arrogance, I guess is probably the best way to put it. I mean, he did.
Yeah, definitely arrogant.
Yeah. I mean, he did say, I will not answer to blacks, Asians, or Latinos. So, you know, there's a little bit of.
Yeah, and we're probably grateful for that, too.
Well, yeah, and sometimes, you know what? Sometimes, well. See, and that's another way to, I mean, I don't know if that's a good way to look at it, but if I was on an app and I was single and looking for somebody, I mean, in one way, at least this person has put it out there, so mm-hmm. I would never, like, why would I even bother with this person?
Yeah, it just seems like there's a lot of, you know, just rudeness out there.
'Cause my thing is, I don't want to deal with anybody. Like, I know, like, some people, I want to, in a way, screen. If you have a problem with me being black, I want to, and if I was looking, I want to be able to screen those people out before I ever. I don't even want to hear one peep from them. So I would want to screen them out first, and then deal with the people who are more open, who are, you know, either looking for black or want black or are black. You know what I mean? But I don't know. This one, he just seemed just very arrogant.
Yeah, and that's not very attractive. It's just,
and he doesn't have a face. He doesn't have a picture because he's got to be. He's married and he's got to be discreet. So basically, he's cheating. Wow. You know, he's cheating. You know.
But yeah, I mean, you have to assume that with this demand for discretion.
Well, he says he's married.
Yeah, I know, but he's also demanding discretion. And it's just kind of like, okay, but...
But if you don't have a pick, he ain't going to talk to you.
Exactly.
And if you're black or Asian, he ain't going to talk to you. If it has a
black face in it. Yeah, if it's black, then you know you're really out. Wow. Yeah, that's a mess. Oh, goodness.
I wonder what it is that makes people... I guess disregard, because okay, so if they're looking for sex, so
yeah, you can be a bit gauche about it because you are looking for something very specific. It's not this intense relationship. You're looking to get a nut.
Yeah, I mean,
wow. Okay. Shall we move forward?
We shall.
Okay, so I found one that was just utterly absurd. It is basically this fool. His profile name is Adolf Hitler.
Oh, God.
He is 56 years old, 5'8", white, married, and he's looking for networking.
With that name?
Yes, and he says Führer des Reichs.
Something in German, says, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, I know the Adolf was also called the Führer, or Der Führer.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it's something about leader of the Reich, I don't know. But it says here, don't like Jews or Negroes. Okay.
And then Negroes, he didn't even say black. He went way back with it.
Well, yeah. Well, he also has, like, a silhouette of Adolf Hitler as his background, and a swastika on there as well.
Oh, yeah. And, wow, he's...
yeah, so this is just... It's extra. And his Facebook name is Hitler. So, it's just like, wow. I mean, to me, I'm just like, there's no fixing this, but it's also very telling that he has the audacity to put this up. And the fact that he says he's networking, I feel like he's trying to recruit people to a neo-Nazi, you know, way of life. But could be
wrong. Yeah, because, I mean, to me, you're not going to refer to yourself as Hitler and have a picture and all that stuff unless you are serious about it.
Yeah, and the fact that he's basically saying that he's the new Hitler, and, you know, I guess he's trying to build an army here. And I'm just like, child, please. But the reality is there are a lot of folks like him out there. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, Charlottesville makes it very clear. And I mean, granted, the sheer number of those guys that actually came in to Charlottesville to march, you know, blood and sand and all this other bullshit, it wasn't 20. And I mean, obviously a lot of the guys and women that felt that way probably didn't have the resources to get there, so they're out there. No matter how we might feel about it, they're out there. So, you know, and I think also I appreciate this guy making it very clear where he's coming from. So there is no potential, you know, for him to be fooling me into some foolishness. It's appalling at times to see this kind of blatant stuff, but I also appreciate you being up front, so I know not to deal with you.
Yeah, that's the only good thing about this kind of stuff. Like I was saying earlier, you don't, you know, they're putting it out there. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, and I think also, you know, to some of the folks out there that are still looking for their, you know, for their partner in this life, or looking for their partner for the evening to handle their business, you know, the folks that don't bother to respond to you or the folks that reject you, they are doing you a favor. Because you're worthy of being with someone who actually wants to be with you. And vice versa. You know, if it's just not a match, it's not a match. And sometimes it is race. Sometimes it is, you know, what your body looks like. Sometimes it is those things. And that, you know, that sucks as well. I'm not going to say that's a good thing. But sometimes you just can't be, don't get too caught up in chasing after folks that don't want you. So, yeah. I don't know. Not the most comforting advice, you know, doesn't answer the question, so to speak. Maybe not even make you feel better, but yeah. Sometimes they are doing you a favor, and it may hurt, but at least you're not getting caught up in some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Was that one? Oh, that one was mine. So who's yours next?
My next one. Let me see. This one. His name is Mark.
Okay.
And this one is on the category weird, I guess, because he says online personalities and the persistence and penchant for sexual gratification. It makes me mourn for the human race. But
I understand.
But he's looking for a sexual gratification. I'm assuming he's looking for that if he's on Grindr.
Yeah, and you know, I actually know someone that works in the upper echelons of Grindr, and it is interesting, you know, when they talk about the work that they do and the fact that they love it and they love working at the company. And I think about some of the things that go on Grindr, with the racism and the fat shaming and the femphobia and all these other things. And I think even the outright classism. But I think it's not so much the company. It is, it's the folks.
So, does your friend that works there, are they, I guess they're trying to address some of the...
I believe so. I believe that they, the Grindr has, you know, they had some issues going on, where the things that were happening on their site were very problematic, and so people were kind of directing it back at Grindr to clean it up. I think they did what they could, and you know, we don't know when these things were pulled. Yeah, see, some of these ads are like old. Like one I just saw is from like 2011.
Okay.
So I mean, there are some older ads here, but there are some current ones. This one is April 8th, 2018.
Wow.
So, you know, I said okay. So yeah, it depends. But yeah, I don't know that one. Yeah, I don't know what else to say on that one. My next one is moving past the Führer. This guy, his name is Bryn, and he has a picture of himself holding what appears to be a chocolate martini.
He don't want chocolate.
In fact, no. Well, actually, he says no sushi,
oh
aka
my God.
No Asian. This was like our fifth episode or something like that.
Well, this is This is like part two of the racism in dating apps, because my goodness.
There it is. Yes, I was like, we talked about sushi versus spice versus all these different
things. Spice
was
talked about, but the sushi, I had never heard of that before until just now. I've not. Like, oh my God, it's just like.
Yeah, that's why he had to clarify, because I said, no sushi. You know, I mean, typically when you have gay men talking about fish, particularly raw fish, they're talking about women, which is, offensive in itself as well.
Yeah, but you know, I had forgotten about that. Mm-hmm. I did forget that was kind of a thing that used to happen. I don't know if it still does.
Yeah, you still have. I mean, I think certainly the drag community has taken fish to. They talk about, filling fish or filling cunt and referencing that as like the epitome of authentic womanhood, I guess, is how you would describe that on some level. That's how I kind of perceive it.
But is that kind of like taking the word back a little bit?
Is that a little bit, but it's not theirs to take back. So well, it just comes
well,
off.
You're right.
Yeah. Even more problematic. It's a word that if they want to take it back, women take it back. But I think they are taking it back in reference to their persona or their personae that are women. So I don't know. It's tricky, but I think the average woman would rather drag queens not refer to them in terms of,
being fish or
the famous C word, which, most women don't like. It's kind of like the lowest you can go. So, I know of some women that I know, it's the words they use to hurt a fellow woman as much as they can. Okay. So, yeah, so it's just really interesting. But yeah, we have to do a show on drag culture at some point.
Yes, we have. We have a friend that can.
We do. Yes. Perfect.
Yes.
Yes. Although we were also talking about having that friend on our roundtable, so we'll probably. No reason he can't do both. He'll be all right. He has lots to say.
Yes.
That'll easily be a 2-hour episode. once that panel's put together, that'll easily be 2 hours, and we won't even have time to do letters, I'm sure. But okay, back off the brainstorming that we're doing for the show. I think I was up next, or were you up next?
This is my turn.
Okay, see, I can't even keep it straight.
Right, that's all okay. Right. So this one, he just has, he doesn't really have his name, but he was nicknamed MAGA Douche.
Oh,
so
okay.
Make America Great Again, which you know where that's going.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, he's called the 420 MAGA Douche.
Oh.
I'm looking for someone to smoke me up 420. Thank God for President Trump. Hillary Clinton supporters are social justice warrior and election losers. Your politically correct culture is over. I hate trannies too. Stay out of my bathroom. Man up.
Okay, so I'm particularly confused about that last part. What
he hates? He uses the word trannies.
Well, yeah, that I got. But then for him to say, stay out of my bathroom and man up. So it's like, do you not want them in the men's bathroom? Because I'm like, if you're all MAGA'd out, wouldn't you want them to use the men's bathroom? Or are you saying they shouldn't have a public restroom to use at all? Which again, because you all praising Trump and things, I imagine you probably don't give a fuck about people in general.
Yeah.
Particularly if they're different from you. Their struggle, you know nothing about it.
He's not trying to learn anything. not with this post.
Exactly. I mean, your post just does not represent you well at all. It's just not a good look. But
well, that is true. See, the thing about the transgender. So what is he saying there, though? I hate trannies, too. Stay out of my bathroom. So.
Yeah, I think he doesn't even want to be around trans people. I think that's what he's saying. And I think he's also saying, when he says man up, I think maybe he's also saying that he doesn't believe that they are really trans, that they are just I don't know exactly what he thinks. But I have to wonder if he's trying to question whether these people are truly trans or whether it's some sort of choice that they're making to be treated like shit. I don't know. But this is what he's promoting in his post. But yeah, the whole idea of man up, it just sounds like he's very much this conservative, you know, this is who God made you to be, and not be wearing dresses and all these other things. I don't know.
Yeah, and
it's a mess.
From the picture, he looks like a young guy. He says he's 27.
Uh-huh.
So
he's in that age group that would be out there marching in his little button-down t-shirt and his khakis, talking about blood and sand. Totally see him out there. You know? And the fact that he's like, he said he doesn't like or he hates.
He says, I hate trannies too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. So I have to wonder how much traction his ad's getting, because it is so hateful and so negative.
But
I
you
just
know
have
what?
To wonder.
The sad thing is that I think there would be people that would go for that, because,
yeah,
you know.
Sadly.
Look how many people, I mean, this is a totally different thing, but look how many people that are gay or black have, you know, voted for Trump and still support him.
Well, yeah.
So there's going to be other people that are going to feel the same way he does. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And my husband refers to them as, was it Stockholm Syndrome people or whatever, victims or whatever.
Oh, my. Yeah. It's a lot. It is a lot. Wow. Yeah. That's just, folks are, you know, but they, people are who they are. So I said, all right. I'm going to leave that alone. It's like, I'll leave it alone.
See, to me, that's one of the ones. Now, would he have said that? He could not have said that. Well, I don't know if he could not have, but that's one of the ones where I think he, because we have now 45 in the office, that, you know, he felt totally perfect in, comfortable in saying that. He probably felt it all the time, but he felt more comfortable saying it.
Well, and I think probably, I think he was able to say it before. It's not like they weren't, because I've seen plenty of, you know, of white gays make very snide remarks that would easily be considered racist. I've seen them make classist remarks, you know, classist remarks, ageist remarks. I've seen them be very discriminatory. But there's always this, you know, this kind of rude shade about it, but it's not just outright hateful. What this guy put up there is outright hateful. So I think maybe 45 being in office and all this stuff going on, you know, kind of gave him the bravery to be even more hateful about what he's saying than he would normally be. But he's definitely, you know, taking it to another level. I have to think his post, if he had a profile before that, it probably had similar things in it, but they weren't so forthright and so abrasively hateful. But, you know, that's kind of my assessment of it. I couldn't be sure. Okay. Well, let's move on from that child.
Yeah.
He on too much time.
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like we're about 5 minutes too, so we'll speed it up here. My next one is titled Lighty Don, and he is 22 years old and mixed. He's actually a very interesting, attractive looking guy. He says here he's looking for chat and friends. He says boredom and conversation.
Boredom.
No whites, fats, Indians, or fat people. My preference, deal with it. That's what he said. That's like, so I'm guessing he wants maybe black folk, Latino, I don't know. But certainly no fat folks, no white folks.
Because I think you said it twice about the fat, right?
Yeah, I mean, this shit can go both ways. Oh, and he's actually oh, that's why he says this. He's from the UK. Okay. He's from the UK.
So what does that matter, so, though?
Well, because the whole reference to Indians. I mean, you have a much more prominent and visible Indian community there.
Oh, okay, okay.
Compared to here, yes. Where they're here, but they're not as visible. They're not invisible, but you don't think about them much because you don't see them very often. But yeah. But I could see why he'd say this, you know, make that particular reference. I'm not sure he's mixed. He's actually an attractive guy, but, you know, he's a bit of a dickhead. So, I don't know. Yeah. Who's your next one?
My next one is... I just had it, too.
Uh-oh.
This one, again, it's just weird. It's just... it's, you know, sometimes I don't know if people are really... How serious are some of these people? But this one is one by... It's W.A. Boy, so I'm assuming Washington Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about no girly guys, please. I don't like open relationships. I'm just making new friends and see what happens from there. The only problem is that the picture in this guy's profile looks like he's got a ton of makeup on.
Oh, my.
Yeah. If you...
Well, maybe...
So maybe he's a femme guy... And he's got femophobia, or I don't know if I'm saying that right. Because he's no girly guys, but yet the picture, to me, looks like he's got quite a bit of makeup on.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you remember, I don't know if you've gotten, I know you're behind on some of your listening, but a recent episode of The Read was talking about the guy who really is not into femme guys, and he was a bottom. And he automatically assumed that, you know, all femme men are going to be bottoms. And he actually...
Oh, I heard that
femme
one.
Guy, yeah, remember that
yes.
one? And, you know, the femme guy turned out to be a top who was...
Word
who
him was out.
Breaking his
yeah.
back, yes. And I was like, see, that's what you get for making assumptions about that boy. Because he is turning your ass out, and you ain't mad. And now you better take on your friends because they like to make little snide comments
yes.
about femme men. I was just sitting there like, there you go.
The friends thing is such a big thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they were so worried about their friends. I don't know. Why are they friends if you got to worry this much about them? I don't know. I guess.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, folks fall in with the crowd they fall in with. And unless you kind of grow beyond them, you're going to stay with them and you're going to put up with their bullshit. We all have relationships that are like that, where they're doing stuff that, you know, you find distasteful or that's just not part of your, you know, of it's not consistent with your value system, but you make exceptions for these folks because they're your friends and you love them. But it can also, the downside is it builds up to you eventually explode on the ass. You know, I know for me, I've had some relationships in the past where I'm like, ooh, this is not in my best interest, and it's making me ill, and I had to basically ghost him.
Ghost.
You know, where I'm just like, yeah, no contact. Cut him off. I'm not reaching out to you. I'm not making myself accessible to you. I am disappearing from your life. I've had to do that because it came down to them or me. And it damn sure wasn't going to be them. It's going to be me. You know, and for too long in dealing with those kind of people, it was them. I chose them over myself. And I was like, I can't do that no more. Can't do that no damn more. So I was done with the foolishness. But yeah, I don't know. Shall we move on to our last one?
Yes.
Okay. I shall bring the last one to the party.
Yes.
this is Bottom By Guy. He is 29. He's actually, you know, he's cute in that, you know, that, yeah, he's cute. He says, handsome guy, cocky and vain, which takes away from some of his cuteness. He says, if I don't reply, it's because I'm not interested. No into Latino, Black, and Asian. guys can't choose me, I choose the guys. This checks many boxes. Arrogance. Yeah,
arrogance, that's what I was going to say.
You know, I mean, basically he's like, instead of saying not into all the other folks, just say that you're looking for a white guy. Let's just call that what it is. Because you've knocked off the major categories of color. I don't see you looking for an API guy. You know, like, well, I guess that still falls under Asian, but I mean, really, you got the Pacific Islands, which is totally different cultures and totally different features in a lot of cases, yeah, too. So, yeah.
With Dr. Pookie.
But, yeah, it sounds like he wants a white guy. And, you know, they can't choose him. He has to choose. So this bitch got control issues, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why your battery damn near dead. His battery's at 19%.
Well, he's been searching for so long.
Basically, yeah. Because he's online, and it's 2:53 in the afternoon, and his battery's just about empty. Tacky hoe. But okay. And I call him a hoe, not to sex shame, but to, you know, shame the shade that he's throwing at the world. Okay, so I guess that concludes our douchebag tour.
Yes.
And I guess, well, we're running a little long, so I think we'll tackle the question of, is preference sufficient? Is saying that you're not into certain folks considered racist, or is it just discriminatory, or is it a preference? I think we posed that question last week, and then I kind of stopped because I was like, oh no, that's next week's episode. So I don't know, let's spend a little time trying to answer that question. We can, you know, kind of keep our letter responses on the briefer side.
Okay,
what are your thoughts on that? I mean, is preference, is that it? I mean, I think I'll say, If you're kind of backing up this, you know, this dominant culture idea that somehow these other colors are less than, by saying no, 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 you know, I don't want you, as opposed to saying what you do want, I feel like that crosses a line. I feel like a preference is saying I am looking for, I am into. That's a preference.
Yes,
to me.
Yes.
This other shit, That's some bullshit.
Yeah, because I don't know why is it easier to say what they don't want than what they want? Why go through all that trouble? But why go through all that trouble though?
Well,
but they
I
must
think
know
because
they have to have some idea of what they want. Again,
well,
this is basic. They're not looking for a relationship. Well, most of them, I think, are not. It's a sex hookup thing, so they know what they're attracted to. So just say what you're attracted
but that's,
to. And look, without putting down other people, though.
But here's what I'll say in response to that. And I'm sorry, I just kept trying to interrupt you. I need to work on that. Because you are in this arena where it's strictly sexual, I feel like you don't want to cast your net too narrowly because it cuts down on your numbers. You want some dick, you want some ass that night. So you got to have the net wide enough. If you say I'm into white guys, the next question is, well, what type of white guys? Because there are all kind of white guys out there. And I think that's where you get this coarseness where he's like, you know, where somebody will say, I don't know what I want, but I know I don't want this. Because they really are trying to keep a wide net so they can catch whatever they can for the night.
But then, okay, let's say if they say they're into white guys, but they don't want a bear.
Yeah. Then they would probably say, I don't want, you know, like there was a category on there where they said gross hair.
Gross hair.
Yeah, I think it was, did it say gross? Yeah, it says, well, actually, it looks like those are two different tags, but one says gross, the other was a hair tag, where they probably were basically saying, I don't want a hairy guy. You know, you can't be too hairy. Oh, hair hoppers, I'm sorry. Okay, so
hair
that's
hoppers,
not,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't even know what a hair hopper is. This is a hair douche. Oh, this fool said I am my hair. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess these are guys with hairstyles that just look up a certain particular way. Oh, okay. This guy says, "Hi, not into black or hairy guys. Also, seriously, stop messaging me, old people. Ugh. LOL. A bit shy, so please message me. Smiley face." So it's like, okay. So why don't you say that you were looking for someone who is white, or actually, well, yeah, because actually, if you're just very specific about black or hairy, then that is hard to, to say without just saying, I don't want nobody black. So maybe you just need to say, if people do reach out to you, I understand you get a little frustrated, but you might just want to say, not a match, and be done.
Yeah, you don't have to be so shady in what you're looking for or your response back if they don't if they're not a match. If just something simple, not a match,
I mean, I've actually started conversations and actually, and I won't say friendships, but acquaintanceships with people that have reached out or approached me and they're just not my cup of tea. And I'll start by saying, we're not a match, but you seem like a really cool guy. What's going on? How you doing? Because they'll ask me, hey, hey, sexy, how you doing? I'm like, no, it's not that kind of party. And but I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry, we're not a match. But you seem like, I read your profile, you're a really cool guy. How are you doing? And I've actually, I've met people that way that are like really cool people. So I think that there are a lot of ways to do this, but I don't know. It seems like we kind of in are in general agreement about if it's someone saying specifically what they are looking for, that's clearly a preference. But to basically throw out a group of folks based on their ethnicity or their body type and the like is that is at least discriminatory. And if it's around race, then racist. Would that be a fair assessment? Okay. Yeah. So I think, definitely for the, for the folks out there that are still wading in these shark-infested waters and hateful waters, I still agree that folks that are giving, that are saying this really coarse and crass shit like no blacks, no fats, no femmes, all this, they are doing you a favor.
Yes.
But the reality is, it is really, it's hard to be pounded away in that way with seeing that you're somehow less than and undesirable.
Yeah, because you—that's a message you keep seeing, even though it's. I mean, it's easy for us to say to ignore it, but there's still a message that's being,
No.
put
Yeah, you
out
can't
there.
ignore that. No, I mean, if you keep getting pounded over the head with it, which it's happening, and I think even out in public, they may not say this kind of ugly shit to you, but if you speak to someone and they just act like you didn't say anything, that's just as bad, if not worse. That's happened to me a couple of times where I'm like, I don't want you. I'm just like, I'm looking at your wardrobe and your sartorial choices here, and I'm like, you seem like a very interesting, off the beaten path kind of guy. How you doing? We're sitting here in a social venue. I'm trying to socialize. I don't want to fuck you. I'm good. I don't need nothing you offering. But because maybe that's where their head is, they can't do anything different. I don't know. But hey. But I mean, for me, I have enjoyed a very broad spectrum of men. A little thicker in the waist, a little toe up in the face, I've messed with some folks that got an AARP card, which you get at 50, I believe, or 55. So don't folks be going there talking about I'm robbing the graveyard and shit. I'm terrorizing the retirement home. No, I'm not. And generally, they approach me. And just this broad spectrum of men that are older than me, that are younger than me, different heights, even though I like a tall man, you know, and all that. Yeah, and even men that are on the more feminine side, you know, of the sliding scale. It's, and the thing that I always come back to is they're people. They are still just people. Let them be that.
Yeah.
You either into who they are or you're not. But don't be rude.
I have a question, and I think we may have mentioned this in the other episode about the dating apps. Isn't there one for black men? Black gay men? Isn't there an app?
Yeah, actually, it is called Noir, N-O-I-R.
Okay, okay.
It's a dating app for men of color.
Men of color, okay.
Yeah, but it was designed by a black man, I believe, and that is the focus, but it is men of color. I actually have the app. I wanted to support it, so I did buy the $5, because it's free, but then they have like a $5 thing, you can sponsor it, and you get so on and so forth. I did do that to support the app. It was, the guy, his name online is Lynx Savage. And I forget what his actual name is, but I think you can find him, because he has a YouTube show that he used to do, I think called Savage Thoughts or something like that, where he was basically driving to and from work talking shit, I think. But he's like a programmer, and, you know, he was very clear. He's like, I'm going to build this thing at my expense. If y'all want it to be better, you're going to have to contribute.
Okay.
And even though I'm not using the app, I did download it. I did give him my $5. And eventually I'll log in, but right now I don't feel like being bothered. So it's like I don't see any reason to set up a profile. Although it would probably be nice during my business travels to have some folks that I could meet in town. But, you know, it's a lot. So, yeah, I'm good. I can deal with fellow alums, Sage Hens and Falcons, and I'll be fine. Yeah, so,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. No, I was okay. Just glad that there was, you know, there's an app. So if you, you know, at least, I don't think it's going to be 100%, you know, douche-free, I suppose. But at least I think that it'd be a lot lower.
Yeah, and I mean, I think they still have had an issue with white men, you know, creating profiles and, you know, because they're after men of color, I guess. And so it is kind of, because I think it is for, let me see if it's still installed.
To me, that's
here,
okay, as long as they're, don't be on there being a white man saying you don't want anybody of color, but you're on an app made for people of color. That doesn't make any sense. But if they're truly looking for somebody of color, fine, but at least it's okay with me. But
yeah. And I think also if they're on there acting a fool, they get 86'd. They're not having it. So let's see here. It says here, oh wow, the ratings have not been good. It says here is a Noir is a simple social media application catering to all LGBTQ+ men of color and lovers of diversity. He repeats again that it is simple. He says it takes a minimalist approach to mobile gay dating, to mobile dating, by giving you access to what is important, a photo, an introduction, and chatting it up. So they have limited free features. And then they have Echo, which is like a... So actually what I did was I installed it, or I downloaded it, and then I did the $4.99 to remove the advertising as a one-time fee. And then they have like the thing where you can actually purchase a gold membership. So if you're interested in, you know, in that, it obviously needs more subscribers. So they can get, you know, so they can build an audience there. And also people subscribing, so there's more resources to improve the app. I mean, if we want to have our spaces, we got to be willing to pay for them.
That's true.
You know, which is why I'm adding, eventually I'm going to be adding a line item in my personal budget for podcasts and content providers that I listen to. It's like, if you have a Patreon, you know, I'm going to try to carve out a little coin in the budget to support your show because I listen to it every week. And maybe once we get to that point, we'll start a Patreon, and, you know, for people to support our show. But I think our viewership is slowly growing. But yeah, so I you know, as a nice little aside about Noir, definitely check it out. You know, it is a streamlined app. It's not overly complicated, but it's out there and it's available. And it was designed with you in mind. So, you know, yeah. Give it a shot. Okay. Alrighty. So let's move into Abrista asking us some things.
Yes.
Or I guess a girl, a sister asking her Abrista some things. So let me get to that page because, of course, I have multiple things open here. Alright. Okay, here we go. So, okay, we need a name for this young lady.
Kendra.
You said what?
Kendra.
Kendra. Okay, so Kendra. Kendra writes, I ended up being stupid and started sleeping with someone who was in a relationship. We had been involved before, but it broke off when he entered this relationship. Okay, so they were together, and then he ended it, or it ended, I'll say, when he started
this new one.
A relationship with someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, so she said, I ended up being the mistress for 3 years while secretly liking him.
Ooh, long term.
Thank you. Yeah, long term. Eventually, I got sick of watching him in an unhealthy relationship and got upset with myself for putting myself in this situation. And told his girlfriend what was going on, and she submitted receipts with her her allegation. She says
she blew up.
Obviously, things. She said obviously this ended with them, her and him talking. He tried calling him to fix things between them, it's hard to edit this stuff on the fly. Okay, so basically, after she sent the message to the girlfriend with the receipts,
yeah.
Okay, he ended up talking to her, and
Kendra.
He basically tried. He ended up. Thank you.
Okay.
Kendra ended up talking with him. He tried calling her to fix things up with Kendra. And then, so she said she would lie and try to fix things.
Oh my God.
Between him and his girlfriend. Okay, so I'm confused. Oh, okay. There we go. Now I get it. So he called Kendra trying to smooth over his relationship.
The mistress
with
relationship,
Kendra.
Yes. Not the girlfriend.
Yes. No. Well, this is where it gets interesting. He wants to smooth things over with Kendra. So then she would call his girlfriend and smooth things over with him and the girlfriend. And she said no. And so he basically somehow convinced the girlfriend that she faked the text messages and was a crazy lying hoe. She says she does not want him back in her life because he has issues. And it doesn't matter how nice he used to be, because obviously he's not nice now. But she still misses him a lot. It's been a few months since the incident, and she's still finding herself missing their talks. And she's at a loss on how to heal. And apparently there's been no contact from his end, and he blocked her on Facebook.
Okay, well.
So what you got for Kendra?
Well, what does she want to do? I mean,
I think she's trying to figure out, she's having a hard time healing and moving on.
I think he's forcing you to do that since he already blocked you. I mean, you're trying to, I mean, it didn't, You try. I don't know. She told the girlfriend trying to snag this man away from the girlfriend for herself.
No, she actually, apparently she didn't.
Oh, she just got tired of, she said being in an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, but I mean, apparently
his, what's the unhealthy, what
no,
was.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
Because apparently she said that she got tired of watching him be in his unhealthy relationship with this other woman. So she thought she would do him a favor by ending it, by sending the proof of his, you know, affair with her. And somehow he managed to convince the girlfriend that it was all fake. And
Kendra lied.
You know, yeah, and this is a crazy ex. And it wasn't a lie. I mean, you know, he was still messing with her. He was still messing with Kendra. And he tried to butter Kendra up to, you know, to get back his side piece, as well as, you know, get the side piece to lie to the primary so he could have his cake and eat it too. When she wouldn't do that, he got mad and has since been treating her like shit. And so they've broken things off and they're not in relationship at all at this point. And she misses him and all this good stuff. And so I guess my question for Kendra is, are you somehow convinced this is the best you can do?
Well, what does she want to do? I mean,
She's basically still hung up on him, but she doesn't really want him. Ken, you know, she called his relationship with the other woman toxic, but her relationship with him is toxic.
Yes.
Because you know he ain't shit. I mean, that was a given to me. He ain't shit. So why do you want him back? And why are you fighting to get him back, for that matter? He ain't worth a damn. He kicked you to the curb in the first place to take up with this other woman, and then you decided, I'll be the mistress here. And you did this shit for 3 years. So 3 years of your life, you have been the other woman for this man, when you were the woman before he demoted your ass, and you stayed in that position for 3 years. And then you got tired of it, and instead of just ghosting him and minding your business, you feel like you have to go tell the current lady what's going on, which I get it on both sides.
Yeah.
But I'm like, again, wouldn't it have made more sense for you to have just walked away?
To just leave.
Yeah. To just be like, ain't no more pussy here. Find you somebody else to roll around with.
That's not, you know, in a relationship.
Yeah. And his relationship with the other girl probably wasn't unhealthy. He was probably telling her that shit just so she would fuck him.
And now he's going to be, honestly, I think he might be more devoted to the other to his girlfriend now because of what Kendra did. So now he's going to,
for the time
being, he's going to prove to her that he's not cheating. He blocked you, Miss Kendra.
Yeah.
So he's going to be more devoted to her now. I mean, you gotta move on. Like Dr. Pookie said, is this the best you thought you could do? You gotta think of yourself more highly than this too.
Yeah, I just feel like Kendra, you swallowed a lot of shit in this relationship. You swallowed a gang of shit. And perhaps he was real sweet early on, but that was a big dump he took on you when he kicked you to the curb for this other woman. And then you basically kind of had to put yourself down the list of priorities to be his mistress. Yeah, and you basically put your life on hold. Now, I don't know how old you are, my sister, but I have to think that if he still was wanting to, you know, to smooth things over and he still wanted to have sexual access to you, there are plenty of other men out there who would be more than happy to have access to you sexually. And to maybe even treat you like you're supposed to be treated, like a person of value and who is wonderful and awesome. And you know, maybe your ass is pitiful. I don't know. But this behavior that you're demonstrating suggests a real lack of confidence in what you bring to the party. Clearly, you bring in something. Even if all it was attracting dick, you brought something of value. So I really feel like you need to tap into that reality and and just stand proud in who you are. Acknowledge that you've made some questionable decisions in your relationship with this guy, and maybe it shouldn't have gone on this long, and the whole process that you're going to go through in grieving him and grieving this relationship that's no more. I get it. It's going to be painful at times because you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I allowed him to do this to me. You're going to go through all that. And you're going to feel like crap, and you're going to be angry and all that. But accept it as part of the best you could do at the time. And now that you know better, you're going to do better. But you have got to move on from him because yeah. there is nothing there for you.
Well, she has no choice. He's blocked her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now, again, she would be entering into an unhealthy relationship if she tries to go back with this guy. Miss Kendra.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to treat you any kind of way now. It's just like if you ever went back to him, you might be the third woman at that point. Because he may have already cultivated another side piece, which means you were going to be the deep side piece in the market.
Right.
You know, so you might get a quickie once or twice a week. And we talking a quickie. Okay. He might be like, oh, meet me at Starbucks for coffee. Then y'all go into one of them oversized bathrooms and fuck for 10 minutes. And then he's zipping back up and rolling out. That might be all you get. Now, if that's what you want, then go get it. We applaud you for knowing what it is you want. But if you want something different, you want something a little more involved, a bit more perhaps valuable in a traditional sense, then we can't applaud you doing that. But yeah, just recognize your worth,
Miss Kendra.
Sister, please. Miss Kendra, please recognize your worth. He ain't shit. It's too much of the dick out there. Too much. Too much. That will position you as the primary and possibly the only.
Right.
You are worthy of that. Now, yes, you have made some unfortunate decisions in being the mistress.
3 years.
You know, it. Yeah. 3 years is a long ass time to be a side piece. But if it fit for where you were at that time in your life and you didn't want anything serious from him, then okay. But at some point, you grew up and your mind changed about that shit. You have every right to change your mind. At the same time, if you change your mind, you got to change some other things too. You know, you didn't need to say anything to that woman. You needed to just leave. So there's possible little vindictiveness in there, and I understand where it's coming from. He earned that shit. I get it, you know. But you've got to move on. And start in the mirror. Get in that mirror and look for a long time. And just think through all the decisions that you've made and how you got to where you are. And cry if you need to. Get mad if you have to. You know, smile when there's no other choice. But you've got to force yourself to heal. Pining away for someone that was never yours is not, you're not going to heal that way. In the words of En Vogue, give it up, turn it loose. I don't know. I had nothing else for Miss Kendra. Do you have any comments for her?
Nope, I think we've given out Kendra as all we can give her.
Yeah, you know, we sorry, girl. But Kendra, don't get caught, you know, get out the web, girl. There's a spider there to drain you. It's draining you. Say no. All right, let's help a brother out.
Yep, we're going to help a brother out. This time we're going to help Howard, who is 24 years old. I came out to my family a few years ago, and they are still having a hard time accepting that I'm gay. Of course.
You say he's 24?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
So, of course, I still love my family, but I do wish they would get over this. As we approach the holidays, the subject of where to go for Thanksgiving and Christmas comes up, since they won't allow me to be my partner of 3 years.
Oh.
I don't want to be separate from him, and plus I feel wrong going to a place where he isn't welcome. What would you do in this situation for the upcoming holidays and beyond?
Okay, so you are 24, Howard.
Yeah. So he came out a few years ago, so who knows?
Yeah, they've had some time. Oh, gosh. Okay, so Howard, I don't know your personality per se. Like, you could be that messy one that's like, I'm coming and I'm bringing my man. Now, if y'all gonna act a fool, we can leave. But y'all have had 2 years to get this together. It really does at this point. I hate that it is this way, but it comes down to your family or your happiness. Because you are involved with someone
for 3 years,
and it sounds like, yeah, exactly.
Not a mistress,
okay, so I
hope.
I thought it was 3 years since he came out. Oh, so they've been, oh my gosh, yeah. How, and he's been out, he came out to his family 2 years before the relationship started?
Well, he said a few years ago. He didn't say 2 years specifically. He just said a few years ago.
Okay.
But the relationship
so
he's in
a
is,
hidden piece.
The relationship he's in now has been going for 3 years.
Okay, so Howard, dear, there may be a little resentment on the part of your family because it's one thing that you're gay, it's another that you kept a relationship that obviously meant something to you from them. So that's one part of it that you might be dealing with. And it's not like you owe them an apology, you know?
No.
that's the weird part, but, you know, you didn't handle it as well as you could have, perhaps. But it was the best you could do at the time, which is really all we can do. And if this guy is worth you sitting out a family activity for the holidays, then that's what you do. If he is not that guy, then, you know, you just... you gonna leave him at home?
Yeah.
I mean, so I feel like if he's not worthy of you basically taking a stand, then you probably don't need to be in relationship with him. Would be where I'm going with it. And it's not to say break up with him, but I think you need to reevaluate, like, how important is this man in this relationship to you? If it is that important, then you basically need to say to the family, look, I'm happy to attend, but my man is coming with me.
Yeah.
If that's not okay, then I will not be there. And perhaps when you guys have gotten past this or I am single, I may join you at that point. Not that you will, that you may. Because you have to let them know this shit ain't going nowhere.
Right.
That's their whole thing. They're thinking maybe not that it's a phase, but that they can somehow ostracize you enough to where you just kind of let him go and you give up on this gay thing. And it's like, no, no, no.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, because at a certain point, we all have to really reach that space where we say, okay, am I willing to say goodbye to my family for my happiness? Because it really comes down to that.
Yeah, it does.
You know, if you're,
I have experience with this. So.
Yeah, I mean, when I came out, you know, I wasn't single, but, you know, my man was across the Atlantic, so it was kind of a non-issue in that regard.
Okay.
But when I officially came out to the entire family, I did have that conversation in my head, like, okay, what are we going to do? And it was really, I was very blessed. One of my aunts said, you know, not everything has to happen there. You know, my grandmother was not having it. She was like, yeah, I can't have you bringing some man to my house. Like, this is what she said to me.
But nobody could. Was it just you that couldn't bring a man? Or was it nobody?
Oh,
could
no,
bring.
I couldn't.
See?
Oh, no, mm-mm. I couldn't bring
no.
one. Oh, no, everybody else could bring theirs.
No.
Yeah, you know, convicted felons and all.
Ooh,
they could bring them.
See, come on.
charlatans, and and that's where the hypocrisy comes in, where it's like, in black churches, where you can be everything but gay. You can be a murderer, you can be this, you can be that, but you can't be gay. It's bullshit. But I mean, I was fortunate, getting back to the story, where my grandmother basically, she kind of said, no, that ain't happening in my house. And my aunt was like, well, then we won't do stuff at our house. We could do it here. You can bring whoever you want to bring. And I was just like, wow, thank you. And in hindsight, it's like, well, obviously, but not everybody has that experience.
No. I mean, for me, well, what I would tell him to do, I had a similar thing, when I came with my... Now, I waited to come out thinking that way was going to be the way that they would get over certain things, and it didn't work out that way. When, folks had issues, they couldn't deal with it, and, the person who I was dating, who was not my husband, by the way, he was not welcome. And so my thing was like, well, I will not be there on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I don't know how seriously it was taken. I suspect that there was probably a place set for me, because I don't think they really took it seriously that I was not going to show up. But I did not show up. I had a show for Christmas or Thanksgiving or Christmas, and I did that for 4 years. 4 years I did that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that long.
Four years. I'm like, I'm serious about this.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, I mean, we continue to have Thanksgiving. And one of the times we had Thanksgiving at our place, and that ended up being one of the best Thanksgivings ever. So, in a way, I mean, it's just kind of weird that one of the best Thanksgivings didn't happen with the family. But, it was okay. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think you kind of like what you said. You have to determine whether this guy is worth it. I mean, if you've been together 3 years, that's not just somebody met on Grindr last night. That's a relationship. That's a substantial relationship. We were just talking to Kendra, who was a mistress for 3 years. So, and you're in an actual relationship. To me, I think you do have to make that choice whether you're going to stay separate. I mean, whether you are going to be with your man for the holidays or be with the family. For me, I couldn't be a place where somebody was not welcome. Somebody who didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't like he had put some rumors out there and had caused some kind of family drama. He didn't do anything wrong. He just existed, and that was enough for them. Oh, he can't come here. He can't. And I was not having it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't, my thing is, again, I don't recommend going to the Thanksgiving and Christmas without your man in hopes that they're going to get over it, because it's already been a couple of years, and they're still not over it. How long are you going to wait? 3 years, 4 years, five more years? So I think it's either you're with your man on your own, or you're with your man with your family. And you have to decide that. That's...
Yeah, and I think more importantly, I think the hardcore part of it is also that as... A lot of times as LGBTQ folk, we kind of create another family for ourselves because sometimes the family that you were born into, they could be great. They could be completely accepting and everything's fine and there's no drama. Other times they could have their limits, and other times you on the street. So with that in mind, you do create another layer of family for yourself. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And so part of being in family in that way is that you do spend those really critical times with family. And you choose which one. And obviously, the one you're born into is probably not going to work right now.
Yeah, not all the time.
Yeah. So, and I mean, they've drawn a line in the sand. You get to draw one, too. They don't, you know, they're not the only ones that can be like, oh, no, I'm not putting up with this. You get to set limits, too. So, keep that in mind. It's not all them dictating anything to you. You know, you have some things you can dictate as well.
Yeah, you, to me, I'm a very, very, I'm very into that I get to make my own decisions. You don't get to make a decision for me. I'm very, and that's where that that pesky independent streak I got, I guess, comes into play. Because to me, I like to make decisions for me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if so-and-so can't be there, like, okay, well, I won't be there either, you know. That's just,
yeah,
it's kind of a hard approach. And even
it's very disturbing the first time you do it.
Yeah, and but you know, I have no regrets though. I mean, we're good. We're good now. I mean, I think at least with certain family members, we're still good. There are two who, child, I could save 100 people from a burning building, and
okay,
it won't. I will be, you know, enemy number one. So I. And that would have happened whether I did what I did or not. But, So, I don't know how we're, I don't know if we've helped you or not.
I feel like we did. I mean, yeah. It's kind of, you know, it's really kind of locked in here. There are only so many options that you have with this. And I think I just go back to the idea that your family has drawn a line in the sand on what they will and will not accept as it relates to you. You get to do the same thing.
Yeah, you're not obligated to follow what they're doing.
Exactly. You can say, okay, well, this is how I want to spend my Thanksgiving, this is how I want to spend my Christmas, my Easter, whatever it is, and if I'm not able to do that with you, then you won't see me. I will catch up with y'all another time.
Yep.
Love you. And keep it moving. Because that's really... That's it. That's what they're basically saying to you. You get to say it back. You know, and not even being vindictive, but just standing up for yourself. Well, you get to say it back.
Yeah, because I'm the type of bitch that's like, okay, if you could do it to me, I could do it right back to you.
That's it.
That's how I operate, so.
That's it. You know, and you hate to be that way, but hey.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily fun when I did it. But to me, I'm like, this is not, this was like, I'm not going to do this for 10, 15, because it would have gone that way. To me, I have, once it would have gone, started a certain way, once you have allowed somebody, family or not, doesn't matter who it is, to treat you a certain way and you don't check them on it, it is going to keep happening. And then you will be the bad one when you've had enough and you say something. So I'm like, I'll be the bad one up front. Get it out of the way now. And you know up front, don't do this. It's not going to work.
Yeah. This is just the reality. And maybe it's not the advice we'd like to give where it's just like, it's going to be all right. But it could be hard for a while. It might take years for them to come around. And that sucks. It really does. But in the meantime, you get to really map out who you are, who you're, you know, who the rest of your family is, you know, who means that to you. So don't be afraid to do that. Mm-mm. It's your time. So.
All right.
All righty.
That's all I have for Howard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got for you, Howard. I'm sorry. I wish we could give you something a little more, you know, oomph, but we ain't got it. Yeah, there's not anything else to share.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So, if you want to send your letters to us for Ask a Brista or Help a Brother Out, you can send them to sexualhealingpod@gmail.com. And I think they can also submit a comment on the website.
You can.
And, you know, At all times, you can always tell us what name to use if you don't want to use your real name. Don't want us to use your real name.
Mm-hmm.
And
we are happy to accept names.
Yes, so I think it's social media time, right, Dr. Poopy?
It is. So I tend to hang out, if I'm going to hang out on social media, on either Facebook, where we are Sexual Healing from Top to Bottom, or on Twitter, where we are Podsexual. And probably the least amount of time on Instagram, because, you know, I still just don't fully get Instagram. It's just really weird to me. So you can find us there if you want to be in conversation, or you want to just send a letter in or comments. Check us out there. We invite you to like and subscribe to the show, and share it with a friend that might value from it, you know, get some value. And even though we have an LGBTQ, a black LGBTQ focus, we are really for everyone, because life is life. A few different twists and turns in our demographic, but I have, you know, I've been told the show is pretty universal. Okay. So. So it's like, you know, I get a little feedback from time to time. You know, folks are not banging on the door per se, but, you know, getting a little feedback here and there. So definitely reach out, go and touch us. And again, share us with your friends, you know, and log into Apple Podcasts and, you know, give us a rating. We'd love 5 stars. If you feel inclined to give 2 or 1 stars, perhaps send us an email instead so we can make some adjustments and invite you back in to hear us and see if maybe we're hitting the spot a little better for you this time. But that's all I got.
Yeah.
Did you have any closing words for us, no, Dark Boy?
Just my usual, you know, be good to yourself, be good to everybody else.
All right. And before I offer mine, I will say that we are also part of the Pods by QPOC network, so to speak. That is a hashtag as well as a web URL. So Pods by PQOC. And we're going to get some fire behind this hashtag. If you're listening to the show and you want to respond in the moment, hashtag sexual healing. Just, you know. Just putting it out there. So, all right. Probably should have announced that at the beginning of the show, but hey.
That's all right.
You know, I'll do what I can. All righty. So, be a blessing out there, not a curse. The world needs you and your vote.
Oh, yeah.
Election coming soon. We need you and your vote. All right. Make sure you're registered. Vote. And even if you're not registered, you can still show up that day and do a provisional ballot. So, get your ass to the polling station and vote. It's critically important. All right? If you're disturbed by the foolishness going on, now is the time to do something about
it. Yes.
All righty. So, that's all we got. Wish y'all a great hump day. Hang in there through the rest of the week. Yep. And
until
we'll be back at you next Wednesday.
Until next time.
All righty. Y'all take care now.
Bye.
Much love. Bye.